This is Unmail Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The Unmail Radio news update at 8. I am Barbison Harris. Two senators of Bong and Lofa counties have assured the women of Liberia of a quick passage of the Domestic Violence Act, but with no set timeline. The women group, headed by the Sexual and Gender-Based Violence Unit at the Ministry of Gender, Children and Social Protection, assembled at the legislature Tuesday to persuade senators to concur with the House of Representatives on the passage of the act. The women believe, among other things, that the delay in the passage of the act is causing increased hardship for victims of domestic violence. Lofa County Senator Steve Zago told the gathering of women that the senators need time to consult their constituencies to have the act synchronized properly, especially considering the country's traditional values. At the same time, Senator Joe Howard Taylor said there are some items in the Domestic Violence Act that contradict the cultural norms of the country, and they are prepared to do so. The Liberian government has launched the Zero Hunger Strategic Review Report with a call for collective efforts to boost agricultural productivity. President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, speaking Tuesday at the launch of the report, said working to improve the quality of services in the agriculture sector is a major move towards achieving zero hunger in Liberia. The Liberia Zero Hunger Strategic Review Report was launched through a partnership between the government and the United Nations. The Liberian leader added that it further articulates a roadmap for agricultural productivity and access to the market for farmers in Liberia. The report was launched along with the Liberia Homegrown School Feeding Program. President Sirleaf pointed out the program was an incentive to boost the economic capacity of local farmers. She added that the Homegrown School Feeding Program was Liberia's golden chance to provide meals for students and increase school enrollment. The Central Bank of Liberia and the Liberia Bankers Association have signed a Memorandum of Understanding with the Chartered Institute of Bankers of Nigeria, CIBN. The MOU is for the establishment of a CIBN examination center and provision of technical assistance for the proposed Bankers Institute of Liberia. Central Bank of Liberia Governor Milton Weeks said the process started about 3 years ago but got stalled due to the Ebola outbreak in 2014. Governor Weeks encouraged staff of the various banking institutions in the country to take advantage of the many training opportunities that will be made available by the Chartered Institution of Bankers of Liberia. For his part, the president and chairman of the Council of the Chartered Institute of Bankers of Nigeria described the signing of the agreement as a new dawn for the bankers and banking industry in Liberia. Professor Segun Ajibola said the main objective of the agreement is to nurture and produce more knowledgeable, skilled and competent workforce for the Liberian banking sector. The news is coming to you from Unmail Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. A panel of doctors has accepted a 10-year-old rape victim's plea for an abortion in the northern Indian state of Haryana. Dr. Ashu Chogan told the BBC the termination will be carried out any time now. The girl became pregnant about 5 months ago. She was allegedly raped by her stepfather, who has been arrested. Indian law does not allow terminations after 20 weeks unless doctors confirm the woman's life is in danger. The decision to allow the child to abort was taken after a local court told doctors at the Postgraduate Institute of Medical Sciences, PGIMS, in the town of Rukta, that it will accept their recommendation. And Ethiopian opposition politician Yonatan Tesfaye has been found guilty of encouraging terrorism for comments he made on Facebook. He was arrested in December 2015 as a wave of anti-government protests in the Oromia region was gathering momentum. The authorities objected to a post in which he said the government had used force against the people instead of using peaceful discussion. Ethiopia has been criticized for using anti-terror laws to silence dissent. Amnesty International described the charges as trumped up when they were confirmed in May 2016. That's the Unmail Radio News Update at 8, a production of the Public Information Section of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on Unmail, you can log on to www.unmail.unmissions.org, facebook.com/unmail2003, or twitter/unmailnews. I am Barbison Harris. Good morning.